Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're kind of unwrapping the story of Zacchaeus and looking specifically about loving the overlooked. And began a sermon series this past Sunday, and have been basing these weekly prayer guides off of those Sunday sermons. And so it's a series that's looking at character studies and encounters people had with Jesus, that Jesus had with people, so that we can see how Jesus loved people for the purpose of loving people like Jesus did. And so as we look at this topic of loving the overlooked, today we're going to look specifically at loving those who seek. Those that are looking. And we may understand, we may not understand their efforts. Luke 19 verse 4, speaking of Zacchaeus, says, "So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way." Zacchaeus was intent on seeing Jesus. And did whatever he could. I'm guessing it was not a common sight to see adult men climbing trees in the days of Jesus. To go to what many would probably consider an active activity of children. A tax collector, professional, if you would, finding himself doing whatever he could. The text tells us that his desire to see Jesus was thwarted by the crowds, that he was a short man, that he could not see over the crowds that had gathered in front of him, who had lined the streets. And so I wonder what went through his mind that moment he saw that tree. The tree. And I don't know if there were multiple trees that he was able to choose from. How easy it was to climb, how much effort was involved. But to spend time wanting to see Jesus with such a desire that you're willing to do whatever it takes, regardless of how crazy others might think it looks. And as I think about what it looks like to love those who are seeking, now obviously I could look at this text and did a little bit Sunday about our efforts. Are we doing what it takes to see Jesus? Are we spending time in his word? Are we spending time in prayer? Are we going that extra mile? Do we really believe when God says if we seek him with a whole heart, he will be found? Or are we kind of casual about it? Is our relationship with Jesus more of an acquaintance type thing where, if we bump into him or see him today, that's fine. If not, that's okay too. That's not the relationship God wants with us. But today I want to focus more on what it looks like to love those that are really seeking. They may not know Jesus yet. They may not be in relationship with Jesus yet. They may be doing things that appear crazy to us, just trying to get a glimpse of what Jesus looks like. Now, since Jesus is not physically walking this earth in a visible form, I'm not sure you're going to see a lot of people climbing trees just to get a glimpse of Jesus. But their actions, the way they watch you, the way they watch those that they know go to church somewhere, those that they've heard claim that they're a Christian, those that they just believe might be a Christian. And sometimes we think, well, I don't want that kind of pressure. I don't want people watching me. I don't want... But that's kind of part of our job. It's to be watched, to be observed, to be representatives of Jesus, to be, as Jesus said, the light of the world. A light that isn't hidden, but is set on a hill so that everyone can see. So when we consider what it looks like, we pay attention to those that are curious, those that are seeking, those that want more answers. And sometimes those who seek, those who want more answers, haven't quite figured out the right questions, and so they can sound more unpleasant than we would like. The tone might be accusing. The substance might sound demeaning. And yet there are many around us who are figuratively climbing that sycamore fig tree, are putting in the effort, are doing what little they might know, hoping to get a glimpse of Jesus, hoping to see Him in us, hoping to find that the stories they've heard are true. You see, that's at the heart of why this story of Zacchaeus even exists. It's because the reputation of Jesus had spread that not only did Zacchaeus want to see Him, but all of Jericho, the city, the people were eager to get a glimpse, to see if all that they have heard about this man Jesus was true. And what would life look like if we lived for Jesus in such a way, if we represented Jesus in such a way that those who wanted to see Him were making every effort possible to see Him in us? You see, we love the overlooked. We love those who are seeking when we notice, when we care, when we listen, when we spend time, when we seek to understand. Rather than dismiss what we think is crazy behavior. You see, when we want to see Jesus, we ought to be willing to humble ourselves and do whatever we can. And sometimes the things that we do in order to seek Jesus make sense to others, and sometimes it doesn't. But when we apply that to those around us who are seeking Jesus, then we quit labeling their attempts. And we recognize the goal. When a person's attempt to see Jesus, to seek Him, is labeled by us as foolishness, it's not all that encouraging to them to keep seeking. But when we recognize and love the effort, it ought to encourage us to be more deliberate in letting our light shine, to be more embracing to those who are seeking so that they can draw near. It's the promise of God is that if we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Are we doing the same thing with those who are seeking Jesus? As they draw near to us to figure out what in the world is going on, what is this Jesus all about, are we willing to draw near to them? Or do we live more like the closer they get, the stronger that we push away? See, loving the overlooked says that we love those who seek. And always remembering that those who seek may not have found yet. And so their seeking may not look like we would want it to. It may not look like our seeking. But when we love those who seek, we love those that Jesus wants to draw to Himself. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has drawn us to Yourself. Your love has put us into the position at times in our life that we have sought You for the very first time. And perhaps our efforts weren't all that polished or smooth or considered appropriate by others, but they were successful because we sought You with a whole heart and we found You. And we were found by You. So, Father, today, help us to love those who seek, even when their attempts don't look to us like we thought they would. May we have patience and understanding. May we be willing to embrace those who seek You, allowing You to bring about a transformation, a change. Perhaps that seeking looks messy. Perhaps it looks difficult. Perhaps it looks inappropriate according to our standards. It looks foolish. It looks childish. However we might label it, may we dismiss those labels and love them. Father, may we be that representative of Jesus that helps them to continually pursue. May they see it as a lifelong process of a pursuit that grows a relationship, a pursuit that is rewarded, a pursuit that catches what they're after. And Father, may they know that's possible not simply because they're able to read your word, but because they're able to see you in us and to see and experience our love for them because of your love for them. And Father, for those times in our life when we find ourselves seeking, when we are lost or we're discouraged or we've wandered, may we have the courage to humble ourselves and seek, even as a child, knowing that you'll be found, knowing that we will experience that love. Father, when your Son tells us that unless we humble ourselves and become as little children, we'll never enter your kingdom, may that reminder help us to love those who are coming to you as children. And Father, as we look around us today, as we see people who are wandering, have been caught up in this world, who are longing for something better but have not quite figured out where to find it, who have heard of you and are trying to see if what they've heard has any validity, I pray that we would not misjudge their efforts, but we would see their desire to find you, and that we would love them along that journey. And Father, as we love people, may that journey of seeking result in them finding you. And Father, may we do our part in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.